Right now, we've got Kristen Smith from the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce here for the Short and Sweet Business Beat. Kristen, how are you?
Well, Aaron, how are you?
Doing good, yeah.
Excited about the Tar Heels and excited about jobs. We're going to cover eggs next week, but this week we want to talk about jobs. If you are in the car driving now and you are a CNA, LPN, RN, or dietary worker.
That's all of you, right?
That's all of you. Yeah, everyone listening.
Everyone out here, yeah.
Falls in one of those four categories. First, you should talk to me about my diet, but then you should go to Signature Healthcare. They're having a job fair right now. What you need to do is go to 1602 East Franklin Street, and they have hiring managers on site, but it's going until 4. I know you could catch folks, but if you want to head there now, I want to put that up front, so give folks a good 30 minutes to head on over to 1602 East Franklin Street, where Signature Healthcare is having a job fair. Hiring managers are on site. More information just ahead there. But for more information, you can call 919-967-1418.
Awesome. And Signature Healthcare is at 1602 East Franklin Street, is bottom of the hill over in our neck of the woods.
In my
here.
Favorite district, yeah. After downtown, Ephesus Fordham, right, yep. Right at Elliott Road in East Franklin. So,
cool.
Another job fair coming up March 30th. Sports Endeavors is having a hiring fair. Thousands of jobs they have to offer. 503 West Franklin Street at the North Carolina Career Center. That's downtown in my other favorite district of Chapel Hill. They'll be having a job fair. You can find immediate openings at work@sei.com.
So, and a reminder again, when is that going to be?
That is on March 30th, so
okay.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
So head on down. Great opportunities there. I've got more.
You've got more.
Yeah, wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
Yes. So a couple resources. Always you can go to carolinachamber.org/jobs or workinthetriangle.com. And then I'm going to add a new one. Today, the North Carolina Technology Association had a job fair with over 500 jobs. And you say, wait a minute, I didn't know about that. How can I find out more? You can go to jobboard.nctechnology.org. So lots of great jobs, but I'm just going to do a quick rundown of the ones that are at our website. Again, that's carolinachamber.org/jobs. We should have like Pee Wee Herman word of the day. Every time I say jobs, there's like some kind of exciting. Maybe not.
Someone would have to come in and sweep up all the confetti, though, and I don't know who that would be. I think it might fall on me.
Jobs are a great reason for confetti. I think we need more confetti in our lives. So just want to let you know that Carbo Plumbing is hiring a part-time office assistant. They actually, I think, are a Orange County Living Wage employer, but this is $15 an hour to start. Make sure you can find this and other positions at carolinachamber.org/jobs. Corporate Investors Mortgage Group is hiring a mortgage loan officer assistant. They're looking for a candidate that was either a former loan officer, has mortgage processing or underwriting experience, or retail banking or real estate assistant experience. So that's another job. Compass Center is hiring a finance and human resources director. This is a great opportunity for a local nonprofit, and they report to the executive director, and what you're doing is all the financial, grant management, HR, and risk management activities for a budget of about $750,000 and a staff of 14. And then last but not least, Maitland Law Firm is not only hiring a divorce and litigation attorney partner, but also a real estate paralegal. So again, you can find information about all of those jobs at carolinachamber.org/jobs. Wait, there's more. There's still more. Get out of the confetti.
I'm going to do the screaming thing every time you say jobs.
I shouldn't have said Pee Wee Herman. We need like a bell
or
like that was easy, like button some something to say how excited, because I keep on saying the word jobs. Again, we're going to have to find something else. A musical excerpt, something.
It's too late.
It's too late. I can't reel it back in.
Yeah.
But April 5th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. coming up, the county will be hosting a job and trade fair. This will be at 113 Mayo Street in Hillsborough, North Carolina. The list, which I will leave with you, of employers is really impressive. But I'm going to take a moment to run down the chamber members that will be at this job fair, which include AT&T, BB&T, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Duke University. you know, they're hiring.
You gotta feel for them. They lost to South Carolina.
Exactly.
You know.
So their HR department and facilities management folks will be. I'm so sorry. I don't want to poke fun. Durham Tech.
You do a little bit.
A little bit. I'm trying hard. I'm trying really hard to bide my time. Durham Tech, Home Watch Caregivers, Kelly Services, Molly Maid, O'Mara Landscaping and Lawn Care, Owassa, PSNC, Residential Services Inc., Rizzo Center, SECU, Signature Healthcare of Chapel Hill, they'll still be looking. UNC Chapel Hill, Go Tar Heels, Vocational Rehabilitation, Weaver Street Market, and last but not least, Wright Brothers Landscaping and Tree Service. That job fair is also at our website. You can find out more. The county is hosting that. That's April 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and I'm really excited about all the jobs that will be there. So
a lot of employment out there. Again, carolinachamber.org/jobs if you want to find out more. We've got Kristen Smith from the Chamber with the short and sweet business beat. What else is on tap?
So one of the biggest ways that we can create more jobs is to expand into new markets. And one of the greatest ways that we can do that is to increase our exports. So we're excited that this week we launched the Carolina Chamber Export Assistance Center. So in partnership with the Greater Raleigh Chamber of Commerce, the Garner Chamber of Commerce, and our friends in the West, the Haywood Chamber of Commerce, we have launched the Carolina Chamber Export Assistance Center, which is designed to assist businesses by streamlining the process of electronic export documents for international trade. I'm talking metric tons of raisins. We are ensuring that they are being exported from where they say they're being exported from. So it's a way that we can do that. We're excited about this partnership with other chambers of commerce. And when people say, well, you know, exporting, is that really, you know, a place where a lot of the economy is coming out of? But
I'm now curious as to who's exporting metric tons of raisins.
Call the chamber and ask Justin Simmons. He told me that today, that was one of the most interesting things that had come across his desk. But according to the Economic Development Partnership of North Carolina, North Carolina businesses exported over $30 billion in merchandise to international markets in 2015. That means everything, that's all made in North Carolina products, and representing $30 billion in merchandise to international markets in 2015. And North Carolina exports have increased by more than 40% in the past decade. So we are making this a priority. We're excited to partner with other chambers to increase the exportation of North Carolina goods and services. And if you want to find out more, head to chamberexport.com.
Cool. So that's for any local business that is involved in exporting their products outside of the country.
We're
right?
going to help them do it faster and cheaper.
Nice.
And so we want but if you are a business that just wants to know how do I go about exporting, we will certainly connect you with our partners, both at the Economic Development Partnership of North Carolina and also the U.S. Export Assistance Center. So, but for those that do export, this is what we've launched, along with the Haywood Chamber, the Haywood Chamber of Commerce, the Raleigh Chamber, and the Garner Chamber. So we're really excited. We launched it this week, and we want to keep those numbers climbing up. As far as 30 billion is a big number, but I know we can beat it. So
once again, the website is
chamberexport.com, or you can go to carolinachamber.org/export.
Awesome. Again, Kristen Smith with the short and sweet business beat. I got to let you go in a second, but another shout out for the bees, which are coming up quick.
We were so excited on Monday, thanks to everyone who participated in the Bee Swarm. We announced our finalists on Monday. I have three things for you to do. Go to our social media, our Facebook page, our Twitter page. Check out the finalists. Congratulate those that you know, because we had a ton of nominations. So say congratulations. And I'll encourage folks to share that list of finalists, because it's a great list of local businesses that we want to recognize for business excellence. So we're gearing up for the Bees May 19th, but it was exciting to announce the finalists this week on Monday.
And we've got our People's Choice Awards, which you can go to chapelboro.com and vote to select and narrow the list of nominees down to finalists. So you can do that this week. And then we'll we'll be voting on them beginning in April, and then those are going to be announced also at the Bees in May. So that's going to be a good night.
It will be a great night. Yeah. So check out the finalists, share the list of finalists, congratulate those you know, and vote in the People's Choice to get some of these tiebreakers settled.
Yeah,
so
that's really cool. And it was like, there's some people here in our community that just have such a huge impact, like the local version of, you know, the Warren Buffetts or the Bill Gates or the, what's the guy's name from Apple?
Steve Jobs.
Ah!
Y'all.
I had to. CarolinaChamber.org/jobs if you want more information about that.
That's the short and sweet business beat, y'all.
That's the short and sweet business beat. Kristen, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.